Chris will put some stills up. Brian, I don't know, it's Nast or Mast. There he is. He wears an IDF uniform on Capitol Hill, in his office, in the hallways, and on the floor of Congress. We don't have the photo on the floor of Congress, although that might be it there. Anyway, he and another member of Congress have introduced legislation to provide identical benefits to Americans fighting in the IDF as we do for American reservists when they're called into active duty. So it prevents their homes from being foreclosed if they don't pay a mortgage. It prevents their leasehold from being taken away from them if they miss lease payments. And it's various other financial benefits that the federal government provides to American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines when they're called into active duty. He wants to provide these same benefits to Americans who go to Israel, Americans who live in Israel, Americans with dual citizenship in Israel. I've never heard of this. What a Pandora's box this would open, Phil.
Yeah, these are benefits that were designed for American soldiers in the National Guard, in the reserves, also active duty in some cases. And they're called, I have to read this. It's the Service Member Civil Relief Act is one of them. And the Uniform Services Reemployment Rights Act is the other one, which is for employee, for example, if a National Guardsman is pulled out of his job and is sent overseas, that second act is for the government to be able to have a voice with the employers so that these people will have jobs to go back to when the crisis is over. So these are very beneficial for lower-ranking American uniformed soldiers, sailors, and Marines. And they were seen as essential when soldiers were making $90 a month, as the song used to go, $90 a day, once a month. Which was the case when I was drafted. But anyway.
I remember singing that in basic training, Fort Knox, Kentucky, circa 1970. $90 a day, once a month. Yeah.
Yeah.